B'tzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim Beis Yaakov Ma'am Lais. When Yisrael went out of Egypt, when Yaakov's household went out from a people from alien tongue. Yehuda became his sanctuary, Yisrael became his dominions. What happened to him? Klal Yisrael, when we leave Mitzrayim, are elevated. More than that, all of nature becomes overwhelmed by Hashem's intervention. And essentially what's going on is that the second parak of Halal continues the theme from the first one, which praises Hashem. We've just said previously, he raises the needy from the dust and the trash heap, he raises the destitute to seat them with the nobles, with the nobles of the people. Klal Yisrael are achieving this level of nobility. When we leave Mitzrayim, we show tremendous mysterious nefesh at the Yam Suf. We willingly risk our lives by entering the sea. And therefore, the Pasuk will tell us, Yehuda becomes his sanctuary, Yisrael becomes his dominion. Comes as a result of our actions. Shimshon Falhash gives a beautiful introduction to this parak, which is so important ahead of Pesach. What is Yisrael? Yisrael is the nation that proclaims the all-surpassing dominion of Hashem. That's what we're here for. Mitzrayim, on the other hand, is the state which is mighty and arrogant and idolizes the power of man, the power of nature. So essentially, we've got two opposing worldviews. Beis Yaakov is the family of Yaakov. And this is the only time in Tanakh, hapax legomenon for any biblical scholars out there, this is the only time in Tanakh where we find the term loyes or la'az. In Chazal, we see it the whole time. Rashi, balaz, balaz, balaz. Any language which is not Lashna Kodesh is called la'az. Loyes is an alien language. La'az can also mean to ridicule. So amloyes can also mean, either mean the nation that speaks a foreign language or the nation which ridicules Jewish ethics and the Jewish way of life. Either way, what you have here is a complete contrast between the Egyptian culture and the Egyptian spirit and the family of Yaakov. And therefore, he explains the first pasuk as follows. Our fathers had passed the most supreme test. That means they were able to leave Mitzrayim as Yisrael. We were able to leave the Amloyes as a Beis Yaakov. Even though we dwelt in a state, in a country that worshipped only the power of nature and the power of men, we've lost nothing of our own concept of Hashem, which taught us to worship Hashem alone. Even though we've lived amongst the people who have been alien to us, both spiritually and morally, we've still retained our own moral family purity. And even though, politically speaking, perhaps we've been totally absorbed into their state and their population, nonetheless, we retain our distinct identity. There's a medrash in the Alka that says that Beis Yaakov was like a child encompassed by its mother's womb. And therefore, all HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to do is literally lift out goy mikerev goy. He lifts out one people from within another people. We retained our identity. That's huge. We never assimilated into Egyptian culture. And therefore, when the time comes for us to be taken out of its rhyme, we can literally just be lifted out as one entity, distinct, unique, able to march on to receive our national mission, our Torah, our marching orders. But the first thing is that we retained our identity.